Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm going to talk about the acquisition of the GeneBank, genetic diversity for the bioprocessing and breeding in wheat. So this is being done in the International Medicine Wheat Improvement Center in Temit, Mexico. So if you see the malnutrition, the wheat and hunger, it's more than 2 billion people affected. It's more than even the hungry people. It's more than 800 million people go to bed hungry every night. So if you see in South Asia, more than 40% of children are stunted. So the global population is going to increase, so we need to have more nutritious and healthy diet. So wheat is one of the important commodities, so it's more than 700 million tons of wheat produced annually across the globe. And also it provides more than 20% of the dietary energy and also calories, protein energy from wheat. So this was a study conducted in India. So wheat provides about 58% of zinc and also about 40% of the energy for the children between 6 and 36 months old. So in terms of biofortified wheat, we are targeting about zinc and also some extent iron. So the target areas are the endogenetic clients. The main reason is more than 900 million people who depend on the wheat-based diet. So consists of Pakistan, India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. You can see the malnutrition, the proportion in the different regions of the world. So if you talk about zinc, most of the common varieties, it has about 25 parts per million. So our target is to increase at least 12 parts per million. So the challenge, so we need to produce high yielding, because the yield is the driver for production. So we also need to improve the nutrition quality for meeting the global food and nutrition demands. So we need good enough variation to deal with. So the problem is relatively little variation in the elite gene pool. You can see these are the improved lines, or you can see elite gene thousand approximate. So the maximum is 25 parts per million for zinc. In case of iron, is about 33. So we do have large variation within the gene bank materials. So CIMID has a collection of more than 150,000 gene bank collections or different sources. So you can see in the variation for more than 100 parts per million zinc in glycoalkylase and also some of the tritium glycoalkylase synthetics. And also some of the land races originated from Iran and also from Afghanistan. So in this picture you can see the relative value of zinc, some of those secondary or tertiary gene pools when compared to the elite varieties like tritium. CBW340 is one of the Meha variety in South Asia. So in case of land races, they are more decent compared to the wild relatives, so you can easily use in our breeding program. So we do have variation up to 14 parts per million. So we found one of the rare collections in the Michoacan region in Mexico also. There are some rare alleles which contributes increased zinc. So our breeding strategy, so it's quite large in breeding scale. We make more than 400 simple cross using these progenitors or high zinc source into the adapted high yielding varieties. Also we back cross into the high yielding varieties. So we need agronomic features and also rust resistance and good quality. So normally we do the selected bulk scheme and from F1 to F4, and then in F5 we go for head rows. So in head rows we scheme more than 10,000 to 20,000 plots. With systematic checks, so we measure zinc and also organic features. So after that, we go for the first year yield trials, so about 1500 lines in 3 reps, soft or lattice design. So here we have the competitive checks for yield and also for zinc. So in the second year trials, we go for 5 different environments by managing water and also the planting time. So this gives more stability for the yield and also zinc, so which replicates the different parts of the world, especially South Asia. So finally, we distribute to our national program partners across the world. So in this process, we use the XRF, which is called X-ray fluorescent meter. It's a hydroport and non-destructive machine. So we have a fairly high correlation between XRF and ICP. So this is more for hydroport screening to discard the lines which has got low zinc. So more than 800 samples we analyze per year. Quite fast. So this is our major phenotypic platform. You can see in northwest of Mexico, not far from here. So these are the average yield levels of that region. So last year it was 6.5 tons per hectare in the farmer's field. So you can see this is the yield levels of our 1200 yield trial plots. So you can see there are some lines which has got better yield. The Kachi is the mega variety currently in South Asia. So you can find large number of lines which has got higher yield than the Kachu. And also the Bola 100 is the recently released variety in Mexico. So we do have some lines which has got higher than Bola 100. So this is the zinc levels of all those plots. You can see on average about 9.2 parts per million increase, and also up to 28 parts per million increase, which is even higher than our breeding target. So we make the byproducts combining the high yield and also zinc. So the lines which fall under this circle is our candidates for next level testing. So in this process, you can see the gene bank to farmers field to consumer plate. So in 2007, we made first set of process using those wild progenitors into the adapter by using the selected well limited backcross approach. We can able to develop lines within 4 years, and then after multiple testing in India, so they released some of those varieties. So recently, two additional varieties has been released in India and also one variety in Pakistan. So these lines, they have got more than 30 to 40% zinc when compared to the normal variety. So and also there is a bioavailability absorption studies going on in the target region. So if you see the intensive progenitors, you can see the durum-based synthetic hexaplides crossed with the elite lines. So we have got another, we call Sinsakti varieties, and also from Spelta, we also got some lines released. So with the intensive screening and also using in our breeding program, so we can able to combine the high zinc into the elite breeding backgrounds. This is the outreach. So far, we haven't able to reach 250,000 farmers, especially in South Asia, combining India and Pakistan. So we expected to reach more farmers with the high zinc biofortified wheat in near future. So we do also quite a bit of marker discovery, gene discovery work. So we have quite a bit of biparental population and also association mapping. The loci identified from the association mapping is being validated in the biparental populations. So for example, one of the alleles which is contributing for zinc in the series synthetic population can able to increase up to 4 ppm, so one single QTL. So this is the summary. This is highly complex trait, as you can expect. So there are more than 16 QTLs have been identified in different, 25 QTLs in 16 different chromosomes. The ones in red are the one we done at CIMIT. There are some common regions. So when you use some of those wild relatives, often the processing quality is missing out, so we should not miss out. So we make industrial quality check now and then to have good seed size and also good processing quality. So and also we see where the extra zinc is being localized within the grain. You can see the zinc sucking variety mostly in the trees and also in embryo. The right side is the normal variety. So we also need to increase the zinc size for zinc within the grain. So we do have some challenges, like within the variation in the plots, so we try to correct with the application of zinc sulfate in the soil, so to minimize the heterogeneity. So these are the critical elements. We need to increase the scale of breeding, it's quite large scale, and also enabling technologies like markers, genomic selection, also the simulation models, also the capacity, large capacity, even the breeders in the large national program, they are not aware of these trends. So this is my conclusion. So we are making some progress in terms of identifying biofortified wheat variety. So we are keeping pace and also chasing the recipient, the high yielding lines, getting up the linkage drag, and also the precision phenotyping will help to get the more different